The 100 Marathon Club by Darren Smith. What's in a name? Would I buy any other smell as sweet? Well, there was that time at the Liège Beer Marathon where I ran as Snotbeard the Pirate. I started my running life alone, as you do, a choice to combat debilitating hypochondria. My blog followed a month later and became my own sounding board. I was tracing my journey and I would be holding myself accountable. The blog had no traffic, though. Not until I joined Twitter and gained a bit of a following via the UK Run Chat and the original American Run Chat communities. I needed a handle, and having broken my knee twice, and there being a running store chain in the UK with a similar name, I went for runner's knees, and it kind of stuck. I would go to races, and people would know me. Not Darren, but runner's knees, or just knees, as it became over time. A nickname derived from a social media handle. Someone came over to me at the family run that took place right after the Rock and Roll Dublin Half. They called out, "Knees, knees," and shook my hand. To this day, I have no idea who they are. In the elevator of my hotel in Chicago, shortly after the marathon, I'd posted my review already, and one of the passengers turned to me as the lift doors opened and said, "I loved the post." What are the odds? And I don't mind being known as Runner's Knees, or Knees. I don't mind that people don't know my real name. Even friends call me Knees now. It's just good to be known as something, and recognised for what I do. Whatever that is. Not that I was recognised at my first race of 2017. A stealthy solo trip to the coast for Wurzel Gummidge's favourite, a cup of tea and a slice of cake. Number 8. Cakeathon, 14th of January 2017. Buoyed by how I felt 2016 had finished, I charged into the new year with all guns blazing, pew, 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 selecting a SVN lap race in Deal to open my account. Saxons Viking Normans, or SVN, are one of several race organisers in the southeast of the country that put on dozens upon dozens of timed lap races that help many people toward the 100 Marathon Club and beyond. The format is simple and effective. The organiser will choose a park or a stretch of riverside, a cyclopark or a sea wall or a country trail or the grounds of a stately home or a private school or a nature reserve. And then they set up a single race HQ with a Woolworths-style pick and mix of sweets, cake, crisps, squash and soda. Minimal signage, usually it's just a turn here sign and a traffic cone. And they set the time in a very achievable 6 or 7 hours. The runners can then complete as many laps as they desire in the time to earn a hefty goodie bag, ordinarily including cans of beer and bricks of chocolate, and unique medals. I'd run a few SVN races before, ordinarily as prep for others, but I'd never completed the marathon distance during any of them. But given my quest and a small field of participants and an easy route around the Betters Hanger Nature Reserve in Kent, I decided to push myself to run as many laps as needed to complete my first marathon of 2017. The laps at these races tend to be 3 and a bit, 4 and a bit, or 5 and a bit miles long, and they round nicely to 26.2 if you complete the right number. Cakeathon, with its much-coveted cake stand medal, was 4 and a bit miles, or a shade over 7 kilometres, meaning I had to run 6 loops with my plantar fasciitis still present, but very much lessened with all the rehab and a Christmas break. So I needed a lap an hour. Even my frozen brain could handle processing that. The key to lap races of this nature, I find, and I've run a few of them now, is knowing when to rest and enjoy the cake and biscuits and a chat at Race HQ, and when to just keep going. I find that you run the first lap pretty fast, full of adrenaline and rested. These races are very inclusive. They have a family feel, and you see the same faces at them all over, on the there and backs, saying hi each time you see each other, or just nodding a hello. After a single lap, a lot of people will finish and tap out. They were there for the goodie bag and the bling that they get no matter how many laps they run, as long as they complete one. This means that for the second lap, the field is already a lot thinner. I tend to just down a couple of mouthfuls of squash between lap one and two and head out almost immediately to complete the second. Knowing the route now and the effort needed, I am comfortable as I finish the second lap, knowing that I'm already a third of the way there. As long as I keep up the less than an hour per lap pace, then everything is going well. After the second lap, I take on some nutrition. I haven't ordinarily eaten breakfast, so I am running this fasted. A piece of cake, some salty crisps or pretzels, washed down with more squash, and I'm immediately heading out for the third. SVNs, Saturn running and Phoenix running are quite likely the reason the 100 Marathon Club is so popular and achievable. With dozens of races every year, and at the time of writing, or certainly before COVID-19, SVN had 52, as well as 20 events in 10 days planned this year. Phoenix had pretty much the same, and Sutton Running, they did have fewer, but they were adding new races all the time. You can run 10 marathons in 10 days with any of the organisers. Rick at Phoenix Running organises medals, t-shirts and certificates for those completing 100 marathons in a year, 52 in 52 weeks or 12 in 12 months, the latter count being more achievable in my eyes. And what this means is that you get a lot of walkers or joggers in the field who know that they can manage the distance if they're allowed to spend 7 hours doing it, a cut-off far more generous than a lot of road marathons. But again, you see the same faces. This is a close community of runners. You have those who run a lap, those who will walk, run, jog the whole duration. And then you have the same guys winning every race. And when you are trying to organise a race calendar and there are no other options, they are a relaxed opportunity to chalk up yet another marathon. After lap three, the sun peeked its head over the trees, and I took off a couple of layers, before heading out immediately onto the fourth lap. The previous SVN races, I had stopped at 10 miles, and then the half marathon distance twice, including at the ill-fated Punk Run, the run right after Race to the Stones that gave me plantar fasciitis. So this was already new ground for me, but it was one I planned for. I'd gone down to Deal on the Kent coast the day before and stayed in a hotel. I'd eaten early and spent 12 hours resting in the room, watching TV and napping, before heading down and then straight to the venue, sensibly wearing layers to allow myself to combat the varying temperatures of the day. For some reason, I was taking it all seriously this year, whilst still being relaxed and enjoying myself. Sometime in lap four, much as it did at the other lap races I'd run, my brain had had enough. It was bored. It was cold. You know that song Let It Go from Frozen? Well, the cold does bother me, and I still had 10 miles to run. But I had a treat in store. I had purchased a can of Coke at the cafe in the park. It was chilling nicely in my bag, and so, as I came to a halt at the end of the fourth lap, I took my time to regain focus and downed the sugary goodness while surveying the table of cakes. Oh yes, this is not just Cakeathon in name. The races from all three organisers are themed, be it a movie or a TV show or a food stuff. Where it's based on a food, and there is Chocathon and Crispathon and Cookieathon and Beerathon and I think Fudgeathon, there is plenty in supply at the Race HQ and prizes for the best brought in by the runners. As I ran lap 4, the winter sun, that had only peaked its head above the trees a little while earlier, was on its way down again. So I put my hat and long-sleeved top, buff and gloves back on. And then comes the only real decision on this races, when you're down to the last 2 laps. Do you rest and eat and drink, and then go out and run lap 5 and then lap 6 one after another? Or do you go straight out and run lap 5, and then take a rest between lap 5 and lap 6? I decided on going straight out. I stopped after lap 4, put on my warm layers, as I said, downed my Coke in one, and then headed out onto lap 5. I decided to run it slowly, and walk a bit too, conserving as much energy for the final push onto the final lap. And it was this plan, jogging and walking the slowest lap, the penultimate lap, that gave me the boost to head straight out onto the last one, as I heard the bell in the distance, signalling that people had retired. And then, ploughing on, the last downhill led into the last muddy trail, and I finally got to ring the bell. First marathon of 2017 completed, only 14 days into the year. And was it ever in doubt? Well, to be honest, yes. For pretty much whole of the race, as I went around and around and around and around and around. Next up, Portland Coastal.